Okay, let's take that Kusayim off.
Okay. Of Hananya Bar Shlomaya?
Let me see. Yes. Okay, somebody read it.
Okay, of Hananya Bar Shlomaya, the Talmide de Rav, Abba Yosef Bisudasa, the Kayalayu Rav Amnuna Sava. So they were sitting at a meal, the Hananya and the Talmidim of Rav, and Rav Amnuna Sava was their waiter, I guess. Amrule, so they said to him, Zil Chazi,
Before you start that, take Rashi.
Okay, Rashi. Havayasu b'sudasa be'er Shabbos ve'erichu ba'ad shechasecha. It was Erev Shabbos, and the meal extended until nighttime.
Yes, so that's already a machlokes.
Right.
It's a machlokes on the mission.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
Rabbi Yossi, hope you don't have to stop your Suda. You just say Kiddush after the Suda is over, after you bench. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda held that that you stop eating, you take away the table, and you make Kiddush.
That's right. After Tzadi Tess on the base. Right? On the event, right? So the Gemara says that. That lo yochal adam ba'arve shabosos v'yamim tovim min ha-mincha l'mayla k'day she'yikonis v'shabos k'shehu tava. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer ochal v'hole chad shetechshach. Okay, so what's the machlokes? They apparently held like Rabbi Yossi.
It's not the Gemara in Kufa Med Aleph of the Tanya Mastikin and Shabbosos Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Mastikin.
What
the machlokes on Kufa Med Aleph? Are those so in Kufa Med Aleph, it brings down whether you're Mastik with Shabbosos.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Same thing.
Okay.
But how do you define the machlokes? So apparently, according to Rabbi Yossi, because you would think, well, why are they eating so late? I mean, it's Erev Shabbos. So apparently they hold there's no halacha that you have to enter Shabbos in a state where you're ready for honor. You can have honor Shabbos anytime you want. If you want to have honor Shabbos 12 o'clock at night, that's fine. There's no halacha that you have to be hungry when Shabbos arrives. That you have to be in a state of taiva. In a state which automatically will increase the onig. The onig is up to you. That's what they hold. Correct?
Right.
It's funny, in the Shulchan Aruch, you find a lot of the poskim say that you should make Kiddush early. But the Rav one time said, in the name of Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim used to make Kiddush 11 o'clock at night sometimes.
Why?
He didn't know from the halacha. Apparently he held that whenever you want to have on a Shabbos, you can have it.
he would learn when he came home from shul? Like what?
Whatever. I don't know what he did. Apparently, the stop right time. But he many times he wouldn't make kiddush until 11, 12 at night.
He didn't hold from early Shabbos, huh?
What's that?
Reb Chaim didn't hold from early Shabbos.
No, it doesn't sound like that. Yeah, but from this Gemara also, you see that they held that you could go until Shabbat, you can eat a whole hour of Shabbos. Does the Rambam have a psak on that?
It looks like he passed like Reb Yossi.
He does?
Let me look it up. Yoram says it's Perek Lamed Chadalad. It says Asur Lekvo Asudo Mishta Be'er Shabbos Ibnei Kavod Shabbos U'Mutar Lecho V'Lishtos Anche Techsha.
I'll say also like a B.S.C.
Right, but then he says V'Afal Pikein Mikavod HaShabbos She'Yimna Adam Min HaMincho Mala Milikvo Asuda Kedei She'Tanei HaShabbos Kishimis Av Lecho. So even though he holds no Israel like a Yossi, he still holds, I guess there Rabbi Yossi would agree there's a Kiyam or something, that you should be Misava.
He holds that it's a Kiyam. But B'dieved, you don't have to do it. It's a Chumr.
Why wouldn't?
It's a Chumr Balma. Because you see, You see the Gemara that didn't do it?
Right, could it be, it happened to me once, but could it be that it was Yontif, Erev Shabbos was Yontif, and that's the case?
No, it doesn't say that. So apparently the Rambam holds that Me'ikar Adin is no halacha that you mechuyif to enter Shabbos kishun title. But nevertheless, he holds that it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum because he's marben onik Shabbos by being nichnas with Shabbos kishu mesava. So he's marben onik Shabbos. So that's a kiyum, but he doesn't have to do it. He's not mechuyif to do it, and they weren't machmir. Chazal or Machmir. That's what the Rambam learns. It's similar to the case by Sukkah, where Chazal say that even a pri, if you eat inside the Sukkah and you don't eat outside the Sukkah, it's a kiyum. But you see, some Chazal ate peris in the house. They weren't so Machmir. So every kiyum, Chazal didn't hold that you must do it, even if it's a kiyum. That's why they say the Brisker Rav would eat Paris in his house, because he said he didn't want to be more machmer than Chazal. Even though ideally, if a person, like the Rambam says, a person doesn't need a single thing outside the sukkah, it's a greater mitzvah. He's marba, the mitzvah sukkah. But you're not mechuyif to do it. And Chazal didn't do everything that was a kiyum. That's an interesting thing. And that's what you see from this Gemara. That not everything that was a kiyum did Chazal do. As much as you'd think that they would do it. But apparently not. Running after every chumra wasn't their style. Okay.
Rebbe, how does that fit in with the Rav Chaim Brisker trying to do every sheet?
That's a different thing, because trying to do every shita means that you're not going to be yotze if you do the wrong shita. But over here, it's a question of having an extra kiyum. That, you're not mechuyav to be machna. Rav Chaim was machna because he didn't know if this sheet is right or that sheet is right. So that's a different problem. Because you're not going to be yotze according to the other sheet. But over here, it's not a question of that. It's just a question of an extra kiyum. And apparently Chazal were not machmir to run after an extra kiyum. Yeah, that's what you see from this Gemara. Okay, good. Okay, so go a little further.
Okay. So Amrulei Zil Chazi Mekadesh Yoma. So go see if Shabbos has come.
Take a look at the sky and see if Shabbos came. And if Shabbos came, then what can we do?
Nasik v'nigvoi l'shabsa. He'll stop the meal. Rashi bakir sashokhan. V'nigvoi l'sidosinu l'shabsa l'shem Shabbos. So we'll move the table and we'll get a kiddush. So that'll be it'll be a sudo of Shabbos.
And if he thought... And if he wouldn't do that, what would happen?
I guess then you're eating a Suda's Chol on Shabbos?
That's right. That's right. In other words, they held if you're not Koveya, the Suda L'Shem Shabbos, it's not a Suda's Shabbos. So, yeah. Okay. So what did he say?
Amr lehu lo tzrichisu shabsa kovol nafsho. Rashi lo tzrichisu lahafzik bakir shochan kidei lahavda ben sidus chol sidus Shabbos.
You don't have to be oker the shochan because the sidus Shabbos is automatic.
Right. Rashi Shabbos he. Kavasa me'atzmahi chashuva suda Shabbos v'nigdals m'suda chol, that on its own it's considered suda Shabbos and differentiated from a suda chol. V'day lachem b'prisas ma'pe v'kiddush. All you do is be paris ma'pe, spread a cloth, tablecloth over the table and say kiddush, and that's sufficient. The Amar.
Okay.
So how did Rav Hamnuna know this? The Amar Rav, Kishem Chesh Shabbos Kavas L'Maiser Kash Shabbos Kavas L'Kiddush. So Rashi. I'm reading Rashi's all the time. I'm not sure if I should be reading Rashi Palms, but okay. Rashi's pretty good in the Sigya.
Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
Everybody put on your mute. We hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Kishim shekavas l'maiser. This is right, the Shabbos. Chashuva kevel l'maiser. Meseches beitza. Even though you're allowed to eat maiser, achila sarai, until it's like, until it's merua, or it's brought into the house, you're not eating. On Shabbos, you can't eat it because that's considered an achila tshuva, because of oneg, I guess, right? Kach, Kavas Kiddush to Usher Litom Ad Shiyakadish.
Who are you reading?
I'm reading Rashi. Should I be reading Rashi? I'm Rabbi.
You're reading Rashi?
I'm reading Rashi. There's a, yeah.
I want some.
Do you want to read the Rashbam?
No, let's take Rashi first.
Okay. So, where do you want me? Which one do you want to start from? From Kishim Shkavas the Meiser?
One second. Oh, one second, I got the wrong daf. Hold on. One second. Okay, so Rashi says, Lo tri chisu lahafsik ba kira silcha. Kidei lahavdu ben sudas chol lo sudas Shabbos. Shabbos hi kavote mi atzma hi chashuva sudas Shabbos, and if delas mi sudas chol, the dialogue and the priest's map of the Kiddush. Kishem shekavas l'maisa, asil achilas aroi de Shabbos, chashuva keva l'maisa. Okay. She'ef shalitom, she'osu, kach kavas l'kiddush, she'osu litom, machi yikadish. Alma mishechashecha hi chashuva sudas Shabbos me'elel. Yeah, so what is Rashi adding over there?
Right, the isuri before Kiddush is to do an achila of Shabbos without Kiddush. But if it never had the status of an achila shel Shabbos, you wouldn't have to make Kiddush.
Okay, so what is, you know, what does Rashi mean that it's also litom? What is Rashi adding over there? That just like it's kavas for meiser, it's kavas for kiddush. Yeah, what's the equation? So the equation is simply that Seudas Shabbos makes it a Seuda Chashuva. So therefore, it's not a roi. That's very similar to the Ran in Psachim. Well, we're in Psachim, but to the Ran Ran in Sukkah. That the Ran in Sukkah says that you learn out an equation from Chag HaMatzos that you have to eat a kezias the first night in the sukkah. So this question is, but with regard to sukkah, you need achilas kebetza. So he answers, because there's a mitzvah of kezias, it's considered an achila chashur. And you yotze with kezias. So you see that achila chashuva can render the chesa a greater, qualitatively a greater chesa. So too over here by Shabbos, that since it's chashuva, so it's not aroi. But then he says also that since it's chashuva, it's kovas l'kiddush. What does that mean? That means that you're not allowed to have Sudas Shabbos without kiddush.
Right.
Without kiddush. So since it's a Suda Chashuva, so it's considered Sudas Shabbos, so you can't be Ochel Sudas Shabbos without kiddush. Correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's what he means.
That's why it's Asulitom.
That's why it's Asulitom. Asulitom shows you it has a din of Sudas Shabbos. Once it has a din of Sudas Shabbos, you have to make Yiddish first.
So it sounds like it's Me'aleha, so what do you need Parash Mapa? I mean, it's like, which is it? Is it Me'aleha, Me'atzma, or not?
So your question is, what is the function of Paris Mapa?
Right. It seems to marginalize how independent the whole principle is of Shabbos or Kavala Nasha.
What is the function of Paris Mapa? So take a look at the thesis.
Right. And Kuf, up at this.
Thanks. And take a look at the last part of Tesis.
Right.
V'yesh Mefarish. V'yesh Mefarish. What does he say?
V'yesh Mefarish Zecher Laman. Shelo yoreid b'shabbosos v'yantav.
Okay. So what does Paris Mapa Makadosh mean?
It sounds like he's throwing it on the bread, not on the table.
So what does Paris Mapa mean? It's a halacha that it should be Zecher Laman. So that's a separate thing. In other words, insofar as Sudas Shabbos is concerned,
you don't need it.
What?
You won't need the mappa for Sudas Shabbos.
You don't need the mappa.
Right.
The mappa has nothing to do with the kriyas, because you don't need any kriyas, because Shabbos kavala nafsha. But there's a separate halacha that on Shabbos you should have Lechem Mishneh Zecher Laman. So Lechem Mishneh, that's why we're Paris Mapa. So you have Mapa Melmaila and Mapa Melmata and Lechem Mishneh in between. So it's Halacha and Lechem Mishneh. It's not Halacha in Kriyas Shabbos.
But the first part of the Tosa seems to be it is.
All right, one second. Let's say one part at a time. So according to that, the Gemara is beautiful. That the Gemara is saying, with regard to Kriyas, you don't need any. You don't need any. And with regard to Paris Mapa, that's the Lachan Lachan Mishnah. So everything is very clear.
Right.
There are no problems. How does the Rashbam learn?
He learns a little different from that, I think, right?
I remember when I went through it, it sounded a little different, but I'm trying to remember now.
Because he's holding it's like reverse. The Isser Achila is why, the Isser Achila before Kiddush is why it becomes Suda Shabbos. As opposed to, which seemed like from Rashi, because it's Suda Shabbos, therefore it's Asad Eid. He's holding because Asad Eid, that's why it becomes Suda Shabbos.
I do remember some. Let's take it inside.
Okay. Should I start from the beginning or where he changes from Rashi?
Well, is the beginning exactly like Rashi?
I think it really is the word. It's almost word for word like Rashi, the beginning.
Okay, so skip that.
Okay, so the Shabbos, he kavah nafsha, l'sudasa, it's the second white lines. The Shabbos is koveh for itself, the suda. The me achar shehiyo seras aleinu lecho, me ata below kiddush, since Shabbos asers us eating without kiddush. Ein l'cha hefzik gadol mizeh, so we have no bigger hefzik than an iser achilo, who me atma suda Shabbos chashiva nevdas misudas chol, and therefore on its own, it's considered a suda Shabbos differentiated from suda chol. But dalech am a priestess map of a kiddush.
Yeah, what does he add?
It seems like he's adding is because there's an Isra Achila before Kiddush, that's what creates the Hafsik. That's what makes Suda Shabbos different, like the Isra Achila without saying Kiddush first. So you don't need to be Oker the Shulchan, it's Yasser Bachila, and that's the biggest Hafsik between the two Sudas. As opposed to Rashi, it's just like automatically Shabbos comes in Achilah Shabbos, and that's Shabbos.
Yeah, on this. In other words, yeah. But why is it Asur?
Why is it Asur? Because you're Chayv in Kiddush, maybe.
So what does he mean by hefs? He says, "Ein lach hefs gadol mizeh." And therefore what? And therefore it's kavas liyatsma. That he seems, you're right, he seems to be learning differently than Rashi.
Right, he's putting the Isser Achila before, that's the cause of why it's Koveh L'Nafsha.
That's right. That's the cause. So what generates the Isser Achila?
Maybe the mitzvah of Kiddush?
The mitzvah of Kiddush.
I think it's Chashecha.
It's very not clear. The Rashbam is very high.
clue. This me'acher shehi asu lechol me'ato. It's a zman issue. I mean, now that it's chashecha.
Yeah. What did he say again?
The me'acher shehi oseres aleinu lechol me'ato. So I think to me that the word me'ato is like indicating it's the chashecha. That's what the Gemara said.
Right.
Yilchazi imachdish yama.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's really what word generates the yisr.
Yeah, what exactly generates the yisr?
The zman that Shabbos entered, meaning the solar phenomena.
Now, I would say like this, that what generates the Yisr, according to the Rashbam, is the fact that you can't have Sudas Chol the Shabbos. That's why you're Asa Bachila. Because you can't have Sudas Chol to Shabbos. So the moment Shabbos comes, you have an Isser to continue in Achila because it'll be Sudas Chol to Shabbos. That's where the Rashbam was.
As opposed to Rashi, you were saying you can't eat a Sudas of Shabbos without Kiddush. Rashbam is saying you can't eat a Sudas of Chol on Shabbos.
That's correct. So, what's the difference? What's the machlokes, the Rashi and the Rashbam? Rashi learns that what? That it's the Shabbos. It's Kavod Arson because it's Chashua. And since it's the Shabbos, so you can't partake of the Shabbos without Kiddush. The Rashbam learns the opposite, that you can't have Sudas Chol b'Shabbos. So you see that the moment Shabbos arrives, is your Asa b'Achila. So therefore, all you have to do is make Kiddush, and then you're not going to be having a Sudas Chol.
Whereas according to Rashi, it would be a Sudas Shabbos even without Kiddush, but you have a Chi of Kiddush.
According to Rashi, it would be a Sudas Shabbos because it's Chashuva.
That's right. Good.
But the only thing is that Sudas Shabbos requires Kiddush. According to the Rashbam, it would be a Sudas Chol. And you're not allowed to have a Sudas Chol but Shabbos. So that's why he said, you don't have to be kaver. That Shabbos is kaver l'nafsha.
Right, so they're really arguing that if you eat without Kiddush, would it be a Sudas Shabbos, just you're over an Isser of not making Kiddush, or would it be a Sudas Chol?
Right.
Right. Your Rashbam is holding without Kiddush, it still remains a unique Kiddush in order to turn into a Sudas Shabbos.
What's that?
Your Rashbam is holding that you need Kiddush to turn it into a Sudas Shabbos. Without Kiddush, it remains a Sudas Chol.
That's correct.
Right.
And you can't have Sudas Chol the Shabbos.
Right. That's yes, sir. But Rashi holds once it's Shabbos, it's automatically a seed of the Shabbos because you're eating on Shabbos.
That's right.
And there's a separate problem. You can't eat a seed of Shabbos without making Kiddush, but it's automatically a seed of Shabbos.
That's right.
So why according to the Rashbam then would it be a Shabbos Koveya for Meiser? If it's still an Achila, what do you have to make Kiddush? And you're eating, because there's an Isser of Seudas Chol. So what happens if you eat Meiser, Achilas Arai, on Shabbos?
Yeah, does the Rashbam comment on that?
He does. He says, Kishem Shekavas L'Meiser, Perish, Achilas Arai, the Shabbos, Choshvi Oso Kev L'Meiser, Meseches Beitza, Mishum Davi Oneg, I feel the suit is cold to who, Dida, Kevahu, Vein Ochlan Beshabbos, I feel a rhyme, Mitzvah, Shal Enigma, Malachta, Lamaiser, Elim King, Isar of Shabbos. Right, but I guess that would be after you've made Kiddush. Meaning, if you already made Kiddush, then it's not going to be an Achilah Sarai, it's going to be Achilah of Shabbos and Achilah of Oneg, and therefore it's going to be a monster because it's an Achilah Kevah. Haven't made Kiddush, it's true it's not going to be an Achilas Keva, but it'll be a separate Isser of an Achilas Chol on Shabbos. So either way, you can't do it.
Yeah, but how does he bring a Raya from there? How does the Rashbam bring a Raya from Meiser? Rashi's very good. Because since it's Chashuvah, so you see that there's something intrinsic in the Suda Shabbos. But according to the Rashbam, it would be a Suda's fall.
Right. You only have to make Kiddush, but then you have to have...
So how does he prove from there... As you prove from there that what's it got to do with this? That's a separate halach. That's who this Shabbos is not a rari.
Right, but that would be after you make Kiddush.
What?
That would be after you make Kiddush.
Say it again.
That would only apply after you make Kiddush, the whole Isser of Achilas Meiser on Shabbos.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, where's his Raya? That you don't have to do a Kir Shulchan.
Right. Where's his Raya? So you have to say the Rashbam learns that the Isser of having Sudas Chol on Shabbos is an Isser of having a Sudas Aroi on Shabbos. It's not because it's Chol, like it's a bad name. It's because it's going to be a Sudas Aroi. And Shabbos can't have a Suda Sarai.
You mean we didn't cover Shabbos? It has to be something prepared?
It has nothing to do with prepared. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to have a Suda Sarai. So if you wouldn't make Kiddush, it would be a Suda Chol. And a Suda Chol is a Suda Sarai. So you can't have a Suda Sarai on Shabbos. So that's why it's Kavas L'Meiser, because the moment you make Kiddush, it makes it into a Suda's Keva.
The Lashon Rashba is beautiful with that. The word Lashon of the Rashba is beautiful. Feel the Suda's culture who didei cover who.
That's right.
Rabbi, you say that according to Rashbam, let's say a person doesn't make Kiddush, but is koveya a huge suit, they make a suit Friday night, but without Kiddush, that is a shame of the suit, right?
Yes.
Well, there's no such thing as a Kiddush suit outside of Shabbat.
What's that?
Aaron, your phone is fading in and out.
Yeah, the phone's going in and out, right?
Yeah, maybe it's a different part of the house where you got better reception.
Hold on. Oh, 1 second.
Rabbi, not you. He's talking about Aaron, Rabbi, not you.
Let me see.
Is this better?
Yeah, let me ask you, is it better?
Rabbi, your speech wasn't the problem. It was Aaron who was going in and out.
Yeah, Rabbi, it's not your phone. It's Aaron's phone. You can stay where you are.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm asking if on Friday night if you make a Sudas Arison. If you're saying that there's no such thing without Kiddush. You're saying that by definition it's Sudas Arai because it's not a Sudas of Shabbos.
Right.
But like what about like all those like you can't be Koveya Suda before Mincha? You know, like there's a Suda Gedola, like, I mean, there are halachos of a, like, being Koveya Suda and a Suda Gedola that happened during the week.
Yeah. That has nothing to do. Oh, you mean you're asking that if it's in this is to have a Sudas Arai on Shabbos. So what would be wrong with making a Sudas Kev on Shabbos?
Right, without making Kiddush.
I mean, also when it comes to Maaseh, it's not that Kiddush is Koveil Maaseh, it seems like Shabbos is Koveil Maaseh.
That's right.
So even if you never say Kiddush Alef Shabbos, you know, on Monday you want to eat it, you can't eat it alive because Shabbos was Koveya Lamaisa.
Right. You mean, so we're back to the problem in the Rashbam, what's his raya? You're not allowed to sit as full on Shabbos. Yeah, how do we learn the Rashbam again? That you're not allowed to have a Sudas Chol on Shabbos. And then he brings a Raya from Meiser. Maybe his Raya from Meiser is simply that since you see there's a Chalei Shem Sudas Shabbos, there must be a Chalei Shem Sudas Chol. In other words, Meiser shows you that there's a difference in the Chal HaShem of Sudas Shabbos and in the Chal HaShem of Sudas Chol. So that's why he learns that the Raya from Meiser reinforces the fact that there's a Chal HaShem Sudas Chol. And the Isser is to have a Sudas Chol on Shabbos. That would be good.
Rabbi?
Yes.
B'chol, is the only significance of a Chal HaShem of a Sudas Chol, does it only come to the floor when you're trying to implant it on Sudas Shabbos? Or are you saying that even when you do it, you have a Sudas Chol, that's like a Sudas Arai, it exists in its own right. I mean, you're saying that there are two different Chal HaShemos, but does it only come to existence when you're trying to implant it in Shabbos? Or even is a Sudas Arai, a Sudas Chol, even outside of Shabbos?
Oh, Could you explain it a little better?
I mean, you're saying that this reinforces the idea that there's a Suda Skol, and you're taking the Suda Skol, the Suda Saroy of Suda Skol, and you're trying to have it on Shabbos, which is Azusa, right?
You're confusing a lot of things here. Forget about Aroy. we're dropping that shot. We're saying that the fact that on Shabbos, even a minimal Suda is Machayev and Meiser shows you that there's the same shame Suda as Suda Shabbos, which means ipso facto there's a shame Suda Shol. So then I could say that there's an issue to have a Suda Shol on Shabbos.
Okay.
But the machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam is, what is the halacha? That it's an issur Suda Skol on Shabbos? Or the halacha is that since it's Suda Shabbos, it requires Kiddush. But either way, you do not require Akiras HaShul. Now, what does the Rashbam say about Paris Mapa?
But that's in Kach Kavas Avdala, no?
No, Paris Mapa. Does he hint anything as to what exactly that is?
I'm just saying he brings it up in that Rashbam.
Yeah, what's his lesson again?
Aaron, want to read it? Kach Kavas Lavdala.
Kach Kavas Lavdala. Okay. Kach Yitzi Asa Kavas Lavdala.
No, 1 second.
No. He does explain it there, Marshall.
Yeah. Yeah, just a second.
Yeah, he has on Dibur Nasu de Shabbos who covers Nasu. He says very briefly. At the end of the piece, he says, what is it, V'dai lechem a'prisas ma'ap of a kiddush?
So he doesn't really say, yeah. Well, the implication is the dialogue that you don't need a kiras shulchan, but all you need is priest's mappa and kiddush. So apparently he's saying that the priest's mappa does something. Not like the Shitas HaTaisis that we quoted before. That priestess Mapa is nothing. It's just halacha in Lecha Mishnah. Because he seems to say that you don't need Akiras HaShulchan, but it's enough to be Paris Mapa. So apparently priestess Mapa does something similar to Akiras HaShulchan.
Right.
It is Rashbam, Rabbi, on Kufamad Aleph, the bottom Rashbam.
Yeah.
But I think he explains it a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
First brings it in. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi Yosi, ela poris mapa mekadish. Right?
Yeah.
So Rashbam says, lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar mafsikin, the mashma kiyas ha'shochan. It's not like Rabbi Yossi either. They continue finishing the Suda, make Berachos Mazon, and then say Kiddush. Ela poris mapa ala ochel, kidin kol shabbosos hashana, Sheheviyu lechem ahashochan kodem kiddush. Is the time they come up. You're adding, you spread a mapa on the food, like all the other Shabbosos, when they bring bread to the table before kiddush. Inami mishum silak tesuk.
That sounds like lechem mishnah.
That sounds right. It sounds like the Tosos earlier, right? The other Tosos. But then he had inami mishum silik pesora, or that the parish mapa is like the makom akiras ashochan, because he has that inami there.
Inami mishum silik
pesora, like removing the table. I think right, the pesora's table in
Pesora's table.
I think so, right? So, right. Inam Mishum Silik Pesora.
Okay, so he's letting you in on something here.
Maybe I think he explains it more on Kuf on the base.
Okay.
He says it's in the big Rashbam there. Of Rabba Rachana in the middle, he says, "V'taima." It's the beginning of a line. It says, "V'taima kide parish b'shiltos Rabba Choygam b'parshas Vayishma Yisrael b'kasa b'vachi v'krove taka mekame dili kadesh the kedusha the Shabbos lo makrovina." So you don't bring the table before kiddush. V'taima kihechi de tesi seuda liyikra de shabata.
That's what Taisus quotes.
It's the Tanya Rishon Shem Revinas Al Shulchan Alon Kedush Rim Hevi Peres Lo Mapa Mekadesh. Vehecha De Aschel Sudasa Med Anhar Mali Shabbat Tov Kedush Lo Yoma Peres Mapa Mekadesh Metam Zeh Nagel Lefos Mapa Lo Lachem Ad Lachem Kedush Peshrosim Tov.
So what is the function of Paris Mapa?
It's like the Suda comes after Kiddush, after the Yikra the Shabbat. It's like the Suda is coming for Yikra, for Kavod Shabbos. So first you're Mekadosh Niyom, and then you bring the Shulchan.
Yeah, but over here you're not bringing any Shulchan.
Well, you're covering the Shulchan, and then you make Kiddush, and then when you open it up, it's like you're bringing the Shulchan anew because of the Yikra D'Shamsa.
But over there, is he talking about bringing the Shulchan, or he's talking about Paras Mapa?
He's talking about both. He's saying, first of all, you should not bring it, and if you already brought it, he says you should be Paras Mapa. This way you'll be Mekadosh, and then you'll reveal the Shulchan.
So Paras Mapa is like a mini, is like a mini Akiras HaShulchan?
Right.
Boss HaShulchan?
It also says it too in the beginning.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you define it? So it would seem that Priestess Mapa means Siluk Yadayim. In the Salik Yadayim from the Suda that you were eating in. So therefore, automatically, it's considered a new Suda.
Otherwise, even Kiddush wouldn't render it a new Shuda Shabbos.
Yes, so that would be very good lashon of the Rashbam. Ela Paris Mapa Al HaMeichel. Yeah. Mishum Siluk Tesora. V'achakach Omer Kiddush Hayom Alakos. V'chozer V'yocho V'gomer Sevesa. Okay. So in other words, Priestess Mappa is like Sila Kedayim.
You can do also a guy. The Russian of a guy is also good because ideally really it should be a full Akiras Ashokam, but really that Akiras Ashokam is just Sila Kedayim. This is even pass a type of Sila Kedayim is satisfactory.
That's right. But if so, when you're in the middle of a Suda, so you don't have to be Oka the Shulchan. All you have to do is be Misalik Yadayim from your previous Suda, and now you're starting your new Suda. But if you're not in the middle of a Suda, and you're going to bring the Shulchan, so it's better to bring the Shulchan after Kiddush. Why? It would seem on the contrary that if you're in the middle of a Suda, so then you require Paras Mappa because of Suda Gedayim. But if you're not in the middle of a Suda, so what does Priestess Mappa do? And why do you have to bring the Shulchan? Why do you have to bring the Shulchan? In other words, like this. If you're in the middle of a Suda, so I see why you need Priestess Mappa, because of Sila Gedayim. But if you're not in the middle of a Suda, so I just have to bring the Shulchan. So what do I need Priestess Mappa altogether?
Maybe it's a better kvius Suda Shabbos if the Suda is not present until after Kiddush. The Kiddush should be kaveh of the Suda. So you either don't have the Shulchan or you parish Mappa.
Yeah, but why do I say the Kiddush should be kaveh of the Suda? You're telling me that Shabbos is kaveh itself.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It doesn't need your help. So that's why Taisus brings down the Shiltus on Daf Kuf on his base. And I think that's what Eli was reading from in the Rashbam. One second. What Daf is it on?
Yeah, Kuf on his base.
Yeah, go from the base. Yeah, so what does Taisa say?
He said Taisa Sudasa Vyakra the Shabbata.
He says, Lada Akama Matha Shulchan Aruch Malach Tov Omer Lokasha the Aruch Huba Mokam Acher Ach Ein Mazino so Mokam Suda Ad Acha Kiddush. The Achshav Shulchan Shalom of Shehem Gedolim Yosef Midai, the Koshel Avia Macha Kiddush, Shalola Hafsa Kolkach, Ben Kiddush Lesuda, on a Regilin Lifros Mapo Lekadosh. The Tam, Batam Afurish Vishiltas, the Vishiltas, Ki Heichim, the Tesi, Sudosa, be a Kared the Shabbata. And what are you talking about? We learn that Shabbos is Kovas L'Nafsho. So why can't I bring the Suda right away? Why do I have to bring it after Kiddush? Shabbos doesn't need our Kviyas. Doesn't need the Kviyas of Kiddush. Because Shabbos Kovas L'Yatzma. So what's the reason for bringing the Shulchan after Kiddush? If I'm in the middle of a Suda, so I can understand even why you might want to be okay the Shulchan. But you don't have to, because all you have to do is be Paras Mappa. Siluk Yadayim. But if you're not involved in any other Suda, and Shabbos is Kovas Li'atzma, So why can't I bring it right away? Why do I have to wait for Kiddush? So what does the Shilta say? Ki heichi, what's the Russian?
Ki heichi de teisi tuvasa b'yakar v'shabata.
Ki heichi de teisi sudasa b'yakar v'shabata. What does that mean? What's yakar v'shabata?
I mean after Kiddush?
Yeah, but why is that Yikar HaShabbata? I mean, Shabbos begins by itself. It's always Yikar HaShabbata.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Maybe you could say that Shabbos Kovar L'Nafsha means the Achil of Shabbos is an Achil of Oneg Me'atzman. It's always defined as Achil Shel Shabbos. But the din of the Shiltos is like the Hava of the Macholim themselves should be brought to cover Shabbos. They shouldn't be brought for chol, and they happen to be there on Shabbos. You know, it's true, if the gavra eats it, it will be an achila shel Shabbos me'atzma, and it'll be oneg. But there's two din. There's the hava of the ochlin themselves, and then there's the achila of the gavra.
Yeah.
The Shiltos is telling you the halacha of the hava of the ochlin.
The hava of the ochlin. So
right.
But what does it mean by Yikar HaShabbata?
You bring food for the Kavod Shabbos. It shouldn't be food that you brought for Chol. Then it happens to be around and you eat it on Shabbos. But you arrange the meal for Shabbos. You prepared a special meal for Shabbos. Not, it was a meal prepared for Chol and it's leftovers and you're eating it on Shabbos. Now it's true, if you eat it on Shabbos, it'll be a Nechila Shel Shabbos and it'll be Oneg and it'll be Kovel and Afshav. But that's not Kavod Shabbos, that you're eating the leftovers of Chol on Shabbos. It should be a meal specifically prepared for Shabbos.
Okay. So you're learning the Yikar of the Shabbata means to give the Shabbos Kavod.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if I make Kiddush first, so I'm really demonstrating that this food is Kavod for Shabbos. So Yikar of the Shabbata means to give the food a din of yikara, of kavod. So when I make Kiddush first, I'm demonstrating that this food was prepared specially for Shabbos. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's kavod Shabbos. You prepared the meal specifically for Shabbos.
Now, how does Purish Mapa help?
Right, that's a little bit of a scam.
That if I have a big shulchan, so I can't bring it on Shabbos, it'll take too much time. So therefore, what do? I'm Purish Mapa. It would appear that it's not so much the precess of Mapa, but it's when you remove the Mapa, that the removal of the Mapa is like saying, and now here is Suda Shabbos.
Your question was before that Shabbos is covered in Nafsha, so...
Well, he wants to say, Aaron wants to say, that the Yikar HaShabbata means that he's showing kavod to Shabbos, that this Suda was prepared especially for Shabbos. So by making Kiddush first, you're recognizing Shabbos, and now you're bringing in the food, so you're demonstrating that this food is kavod Shabbos. So then you're gonna have to say that Paris Mapa is like when you take off the Mapa. So when I'm Paris Mapa, so I don't see anything on the Shulchan. And then when you remove the Mapa, you say, "Here it is."
Right.
So it's like a miniature. the miniature Havos HaShulchan.
Right.
Rashbam says that. He says that it's Hainu Ke'en Silek Shulchan U'Kemi She'eno Domet. It's like when you put the map on, it's like it's not there anymore. The food disappears. K'mi She'eno Domet.
Right. So then when you pull it off,
yeah, it reappears. Magic.
That's right. Voila. Okay. That's one way to learn.
Rabbi, does that make sense if you really are in the middle of your Suda skull and then you just cover it up and then uncover it?
If you're in the middle of a Suda, you have to cover it up because you need Siluk Yadayim.
Oh, but it's not. But is it going to have that kiyum of kavod in that same way, or just for a different reason?
Yeah, definitely. It'll definitely have it. Why shouldn't it have that?
Because the kavod is saying like this is my Suda Shabbos, but this is really just your Suda Chol that you just happen to cover over because.
In other words, if you're in the middle of a Suda, you're going to have to be Paris Mapa to be Mesalik Yadayim from the Suda Chol. And then additionally, you'll have the kiyum of having nothing there until Kiddush. And then you're removing it and saying, here, this has been brought for Shabbos exclusively. So you'll have both.
Really...
So there'll be two halachas in Paris Mapa.
Even though in truth it wasn't really brought for Shabbos exclusively.
What's that?
Even though in truth it wasn't really brought for Shabbos exclusively, it really was brought for Chol, and you just did this. So look, you know.
That's right,
Mappa.
Because once you have the Mappa, like the Rashbam says, it's Kamanda Lessa. So it's better if you could do a Bayavos HaShulchan. But if you can't, you can just do Paras Mappa. It's a miniature Havos HaShulchan. That's one way to learn. But take a look at the Tesis on Daf Kuvav Amud Beis. So Tesis brings in the Shalmi. And the Shalmi says, if you go down 1, 2, 3, 5 lines, the Chosim in the Kadesh Yisroel of Yom HaShabbos. Do you see that?
Which Dibur Maslo?
It's Dibur Maslo in the Kadesh Arifta. Now, where the lines get really wide, go down 5 lines.
Great. So it's from the Kadesh Yisroel, Yom HaShabbos. That's different than us. We just have the Kadesh Yisroel.
That's right. He says, Mekadesh Yisroel, Yom HaShabbos. That's the strangest thing. What kind of Mekadesh Yisroel is there? We only say Mekadesh Yisroel as man. But you never say Mekadesh Yisroel for Shabbos because Shabbos is Mekadesh Yisroel made. So the Rav wanted to say that there's two Kedushas on Shabbos. One Kedusha is Mekadesh Yisroel made, Mishesh Yisimei Bereshis. And the second Kedusha is the Kedusha that the Yisraelim that the Yisrael is Mekadosh to Shabbos. That the Yisrael is Mekadosh to Shabbos. So therefore, there's an actual kiyum in the Kiddush itself on Yisrael. I would say that it's a Kiddush in the Gavra of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the chefsa shel Shabbos is mekudeshes omer, but the gavra of Klal Yisroel is miskadesh through the fact that it's mekadesh the Shabbos.
Ba'olam.
Yes. So then you can learn very beautifully the Shultz. The Yikar de Shabbat means when Shabbos is fully in his glory, which is after Kiddush. Because then you have both components. Kedushas HaShabbos in the Chavta and Kedushas Yisrael as a Gavra that's Mekadesh the Shabbos. So that's Yikar the Shabbat. That's the Rav. It's a beautiful chart. And it explains the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. So, Henoch told me a story that I remember the story partially, that they wanted to invite the Rav to eat with them on Shabbos. So he said, no, don't do that because I have certain things. So they said, no, we don't care. So they invited him, and the waiters brought all the food before Kiddush. So he made them all take it off. Then later, he found out that the waiters were yeshiva guys. So he said, I made a mistake. I should have just said, Paris Mabel. So it's mashma that he's learning, like we're learning, that Paris Mapa is a miniature of Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
I just want to bring a riot to that story. Which I think Ellie mentioned.
Rebbe, just a question on the story. I don't follow exactly. Well, what's the... And if they were a guy, then he wouldn't do the same course, Papa?
That's right.
They wouldn't understand it because he didn't want the Shiva guys to have to work so hard, or because they would understand the
concept
of course,
Papa?
Oh, he don't have a tirach for the yeshiva guys.
Right.
If he knew he was making a tirach for the yeshiva guys, then he wouldn't have made them. He would have said part of them.
That's right.
I mean, he held his back to be put to be.
Right, if I think.
Since the yeshiva guys, you don't mean tirach for them. Like, it doesn't say that, right? It doesn't say that. I mean, if it's a big tirach for them, then I think you're just a person off.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, Rabbi. Thanks, Rabbi. Have a good day.
Okay. All right, so is there more to continue here?
We could do the Havdalah thing.
Okay.
So we'll continue with the Havdalah, Kovei El Havdalah, tomorrow or whenever?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Rabbi.
Thanks. Yeah, sure.